Then we come across the verses that وَأَنَّهُ جَلَّ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ قَدِيمَةٌ لَا يُدْرِكُهُ فَنَاءُ, that he has the most elevated and praiseworthy names, قَدِيمَةٌ, which, and here the term قَدِيم is used in a theological sense, not a linguistic sense, to mean pre-eternal. لَا يُدْرِكُهُ فَنَاءُ, that it cannot be overcome by ceasing to exist. Okay, that these names, these are pre-eternal with Allah. It says, لِأَنَّهَا كَلَامُهُ حَقِيقَةٌ لَيْسَتْ بِخَالِقٍ وَلَا مَخْلُوقَةٍ, that because these are from his speech, that Allah has said that he is these things. Okay, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Musawwir. Allah has mentioned these things, that lahu al-asma'ul husna in the Quran. Now, here he does touch up on the debate of these are not him and not other than him, and which is a discussion that has triggered previously some debate within the circles of theology. And Ibn Rushd al-Hafid, the grandson, has had some interesting discussions on that, the philosopher, where he's debated the theologians of his time. But anyway, that's something which, because he saw this as a highly problematic type of statement which didn't have much of a reality to it. But the general teaching, it is said like that popularly, that they are not Allah, not other than Allah. But that's for maybe students who want to embark upon learning aqidah at a greater depth. وَوَعَدَ اللَّهُ دَخُولَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ يُحْسِهَا وَعَامِلًا بِالسُنَّةِ. So the thing is, and Allah has promised that a person can enter Jannah, right? مَنْ يُحْسِهَا, whoever. Now, here either encompasses or truly comprehends or memorizes, it depends on your interpretation of this. وَعَامِلًا بِالسُنَّةِ, and whosoever acts in accordance with the Sunnah will enter Jannah. Okay, in the famous hadith, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, that where it's mentioned that that وَلِلَّهِ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ اسْمًا, that Allah has 99 names, that مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And the ulama have disagreed. Does ahsa here mean to comprehend? Does it mean to memorize? Does it, the general understanding going with, if we can memorize them, and some people have said no, if you have to truly understand them and believe them in that way. Wallahu a'lam. وَأَنَّهُ لَمْ تَكْمُلِ الشَّهَادَةِ إِلَّا بِذِكْرِ صَاحِبِ الزَّهَادَةِ, and that it is impossible to complete, or the shahada, the testimony of faith, does not become complete except with the mentioning of the one who showed true abstinence in the dunya. It says, Muhammadun bihi yafil Islamu min Rabbil Ula Salam. That the thing is that it is, and that is Muhammad, man bihi yafil Islamu, that the one with who Islam becomes complete. Your Islam becomes complete. Okay, and based on this, you have people like Abu Abdullah Tata'i writes that he's come across Imam Nawawi quoting in his commentary of the Muhadhab, where he quotes Al Qadi Abu Bakr ibn Al Arabi, and you'll, sorry, Al Qadi Abu Bakr ibn Al Tayyib Al Baqalani, and you'll see him being referenced a lot when it comes to matters of Aqidah. That's because he was a major theologian, and he says that he writes in the section of Wudu, really, that if a person لو آمن برسول الله قبل أن يؤمن بالله, that if a person was to believe in the Messenger of Allah but not to accept the faith of Allah first, that لم يصح إيمانه, that the iman must come in that order, that a first person first affirms the his faith or her faith in Allah. Then the messenger, as when the Prophet ﷺ sent Mu'adh, he sent the companions out. He said, call them to the oneness of Allah. فَإِنْهُمْ آمَنُوا. And if they then accept faith, then tell them to testify. Do they accept that I'm the messenger of Allah? And only after that to tell them what the commandments which are upon them. And it's interesting that some of the ulama had mentioned that continuity isn't actually a condition. So if a person was to believe in Allah first and a good period of time later to embrace then the messenger of Allah, that iman would be valid. أرسله إلى جميع الخلق هدى ورحمة ذا حق. That Allah sent him to all of creation, and that includes he has been sent to the angels, for the angels, for the jinn, for creation in its entirety, and for specifically and especially humans. Hudan wa rahmatan. He's been sent as a source of guidance and mercy, the haqq. And here, ذَا بِمَعْنَى صَاحِبْ, that صَاحِبَ حَقِّ, that one who is of truth. Okay. And here many of the theologians did say, and as I'd mentioned, like فَخْرُدِّين الرَّازِي and other people, that دَخَلَتِ الْمَلَائِكَ تَحْتَ دَعْوَتِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that even the angels fall under his da'wah. And this is from the verse they extract, that لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ Nadira, that he may be one who warns, or a warning for the whole world, for the worlds really, and that includes the angels in general. And the Prophet ﷺ being sent for creation in its entirety is the final and the seal of the prophets and messengers. So there will be no prophet after him. And the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, an al-aqib, that I am the find, the one that comes, that concludes, وَلَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي, and there will be no Nabi that will come after me. And people that have sometimes discussed Isa alayhi salam and the coming of the Messiah, that is not the coming of Isa as a prophet in that sense. He, when he does come, he will be somebody that follows the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and will not bring a Sharia of his own. Okay, so that's just to kind of explain that. And it isn't, sometimes we get some people who have really gone, have gone afar from the true path and the teaching of the Messenger of Allah by accepting certain people like Ghulam Ahmed Qadiani and so on as being another messenger or the divinely inspired. And there's some confusion. Sometimes they believe him to be the Mahdi, and sometimes they believe him to be a manifestation of Isa, sometimes of the Messiah, and sometimes they believe him to be of that prophetic status. And in, wal-'ayyadhu billah. وَالْعَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that he left us عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَى, upon a clear, clear path, لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ, that لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا, that even if it was to be, that its night is as bright as its day, that لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ, that none will go astray from it except those who have been really written for, have been doomed for perdition and destruction and misery. I mean, this in terms of theologically speaking. Okay, so these beliefs are absolutely unacceptable and are deemed to be kufri, beliefs of kufr. We do not accept anybody to be a messenger or a prophet after the final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.